So this year, to mark World Cancer Day, we are running a campaign around the theme of Close the Care Gap, which is the global theme that has been set for the day today across the world. But here in Geneva and in Switzerland, ESCA Cancer Support is highlighting how our services here are accessible to anyone who's affected by cancer, regardless of their age or their gender or their financial circumstances. All of our services are free, so anyone can access our services. And we also, of course, want to say that anyone who is an English speaker in this region can always come to us for cancer support, even if they can't access the French-speaking services. We are here to provide an English-speaking alternative.
And ESCA, the English-speaking Cancer Association, has been around for quite a number of years, Alina. I mean, so it's been working hard for a long time in the region.
Yes, we've been around for more than 20 years. There was a 20-year anniversary that came around during COVID, so didn't manage to have a huge celebration, but we're here celebrating through the work that we do. And I'm quite lucky. I feel very lucky to have joined the organization just very recently, but come to a place and an organization with such an amazing history and such a variety of services that we're providing.
So let's take a look at what ESCA does for those people who are affected by cancer, because it's not just people with cancer. I mean, ESCA's services extend to the wider family and friends group for people who have got cancer.
Absolutely. So we're here for anyone who's touched by cancer one way or another. And in Switzerland, the statistics say that more than one in five people are going to be touched, is going to have cancer by the time they're 70. So if you expand on that to the family and the friends and the people around those people, pretty much most of us are going to be affected by cancer one way or another. So we are there for anyone who can use support, either through counseling or the various support groups that we have, or we have activities really ranging from yoga to Pilates to art therapy. There's various ways. So you can just come in or have a chat with our peer supporters, our volunteers. It's a great bunch of people who are there for you.
I know one of the most important, valuable, and perhaps the most simple thing that ESCA can do is just provide a sympathetic ear when required.
This is it. We have a hotline. You can always reach us by giving us a call, or you can send us an email. And there's a, like I said, there's a wonderful group of volunteers who really form a community of support. And we have specially trained peer supporters as well who are there to just be with you, have a chat, have a cup of coffee, or help you in any way you can. And then, of course, beyond that, we have professional counselors who can take on that side of things.
Okay, now if anyone wants to get involved with ESCA, I mean, either becoming a volunteer to help out with the group, or of course, I know you're always open for people to raise money for the organisation. What sort of things can they do? How can they get in touch with you?
So the easiest thing, of course, is go to our website, cancersupport.ch. You'll find all the information there. You can sign up for our newsletter, and that way you'll always be in touch with us and hear all the latest. If you are in need of support, you can call the support hotline number, which is also on our website, or you can send us an email. There's all kinds of opportunities coming up. We have a fundraising and fitness challenge coming up later, Steps for Cancer Support. You'll find the information on the website. And we're always, of course, looking for volunteers and anyone who wants to give a hand, so do get in touch.
Okay, so just get in touch with the website, and there's plenty of things that you can do to get involved. For many years, I've gone along to your dragon boat racing that you do in the autumn.
Yes, that's one of the activities that ESCA is most well known in the region. Unfortunately, we've had to put it on hold due to COVID, like many other activities. But we have plenty of other things going on. And actually, COVID has been a great lesson for us on how you can move things online. So we have plenty of stuff happening online, but we're really, really hoping that there'll be more happening also in person over in the coming months.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask how COVID has impacted how ESCA is operating. It's probably really changed the way that you've been doing things for the last couple of years.
It really has. So all of our services have moved online, and it's quite interesting. We've learned a lot from how you can actually come closer to people in a way, or make it easier for people to access the services who may not be showing up in person. So there's it has complicated things somewhat, but it's also given us a lot of things that we've learned and things that we'll also be taking forward, even when we are able to do things in person again, we'll surely be maintaining some kind of hybrid model where we still can reach out to people online as well.
So hopefully with COVID coming to an end, your drop-in centre is going to reopen. Where is that?
So we're situated in the beautiful Chateau de Grand Saconnet. So you are welcome to come and visit us there. We're hoping that we'll be back there in person as soon as the restrictions are lifted. And we are normally open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 2. And we have a nice drop-in center. You can come have a cup of coffee, have a chat with the volunteers, have a look at our library, and just to get to know what we do.